It was after 1 a.m. by the time Bosch turned the Caprice onto Woodrow Wilson and began the long, winding ascent to his house. He saw the spotlights tracing eights on the low-lying clouds over Universal City. On the road, he had to navigate his way around cars double-parked outside holiday parties and a discarded Christmas tree, a few strands of lonely tinsel still clinging to its branches that had blown into its path. On the seat next to him were the lone Budweiser from Calmore's refrigerator and Lucius Porter's gun. All his life, he believed he was slumming towards something good, that there was meaning in the youth shelter, the foster homes, the army, and Vietnam, and now the department. He always carried the feeling that he was struggling towards some kind of resolution and knowledge of purpose, that there was something good in him or about him. It was the waiting that was so hard. The waiting often left a hollow feeling in his soul, and he believed people could see this, that they knew when they looked at him that he was empty. He had learned to fill that hollowness with isolation and work, sometimes drink and the sound of the jazz saxophone, but never people. He never let anyone in all the way. And now he thought he had seen Sylvia Moore's eyes, her true eyes, and he had to wonder if she was the one who could fill him. "I want to see you," he had said when they separated outside the fountains. "Yes," was all she said. She touched his cheek with her hand and got into her car. Now Bosch thought about what that one word and the accompanying touch could mean. He was happy, and that was something new. As he rounded the last curve, slowing for a car with its brights on to pass, he thought of the way she had looked at the picture frame for so long before saying she did not recognize it. Had she lied?